And the part of the wagon that goes up between the two horses.
Tongue.
Okay. And the part of a buggy that comes up on either side of the horse.
Chaise.
Okay. And the part that the horse is actually pulled on, the wooden bar.
Oh, that was the single tree, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was trying to think.
And what about if you had two horses, and would you have two single trees?
You'd have a double tree, they call it.
Okay.
And hook the single trees on each end of that.
Okay. And how about the iron part of the wheel?
The rim?
Is okay. Well, it's attached to what?
A spoke.
Okay.
Hub.
Well, do you remember just inside the rim, there'd be a wooden part?
That's a hub. That's what you call it.
That's
your wood.
That's a hub.
Oh, a hub is what the spokes.
No,
it turns around, around, around. But you're talking about the little thing that the rim fits over.
That's what I want.
The rim fits over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that iron rim slides over that.
Oh, the iron tire, the thing on the tire.
Yeah, well, I don't know what
there
you call
go.
It.
Don't have a word for that.
There is a word
there
for it.
There is a word for it, but I've heard it lots
of
times.
Have you ever heard something like fella?
No, I hadn't. I just.
I heard someone else have another word for it, but I can't remember what it was. Or maybe you think of that. I'll have to come back.
Yeah. Well, maybe I can ask somebody. And
okay. Well, terms you would use for moving wood, carrying it somewhere.
Hauling.
Okay.
Wood.
Anything else?
That's the only time I've ever heard.
Okay. And you got to get some stumps out of the field, you dig them up, and then you have the horses
snake them out.
Okay. What else might you say?
Well, drag them out.
Okay. And using drag then, yesterday they, what, four stumps out?
Drug four stumps.
Okay. And we've, what, stumps out of these fields for years. It still aren't there.
Oh, we have drug stumps.
When I said it still aren't finished, what would you have there? Mr. you'd have sprouts. If you hadn't finished after that many years, they'd be coming up again. And what you'd use for turning the soil?
Plow.
Okay.
Turning plow.
What about different kinds of plow?
Oh, we've got a Georgia stock and a steel beam. And got a metal buster.
You're going too fast for me. What would they all be for?
Well, I mean,
what would they be like?
Well, a turning plow is what you turn your plow with, and
a steel beam.
And they call it a steel beam. I mean, it is made mostly out of steel.
Okay.
I mean, because it takes rust treatment. Mm-hmm. And you got a metal buster where you used to lay rolls all with. And you got the Georgia stock that puts your different tools on to cultivate. What we use, I got tractors now, but that's what we had to use.
Well, that's what I want to know. Okay, and what you would break up the dirt with after you plowed?
Oh, a disc or harrow.
Okay. And in sawing wood, you put the wood on a what?
On a block.
Okay, well, I'm thinking of a...
Oh, a horse. I mean, horses, we call them.
Okay, well, what was that made like? Did it have a frame like that?
It was just two X pieces of wood,
okay.
Braced.
Okay, how about the kind like that, with the A-frame, where the bar is across the top, that I see carpenters using?
Oh, that's what you call a horse, work horses for a carpenter. That's not, you can't use that to cut wood with, because it rolls around.
It won't stay there.
It won't stay put.
Well, let me see. There's ones you used in sawing wood and ones for sawing wood.